सुतमासीनम् प्रपक्षुरिदमादरात् कुदातु मुनया प्रातरहुतहुगाग्नया सत्कृतं सुतमासीनम् प्रपक्षुरिदमादरात् कैकदातु मुनयाम् प्रातरहुत उदाग्नयाम् सत्कृतं सुतमासीनम् प्रपक्षुरिदमादरात्
Arya Samajis, they do it regularly in the morning, not exactly in the way, but they observe this fire ceremony daily morning. So, not only the sages, even grihasthas, higher caste, they are also holding that ceremony. Agni Nidbapanadva. The system was very strict and regular. It was not strict by anyone, but followed. Anyone can follow the regulation. There is no difficulty. But they do not like to do. While walking on the path is so many people unnecessarily sleeping, not only in the park, in apartment also, might be night keeping for unnecessary engagement. But according to the Vedic system, everyone should rise early in the morning, before 4 o'clock. In India, there is regular seasons also. Not like this country, that during summer, the night begins at 10:30, and in the winter, the morning begins at 10:30. Here, but in India, regularly the sun rises in the morning round about 5, regularly, either in the winter season or in the summer season, round about 5, maybe 1 hour difference, not 1 hour, 1/2 hour. So the Indian public still, even they are not very educated, because the culture is there, especially in the villages, they rise early in the morning and take bath. They go to the field for easing themselves, and after doing that, they take bath either in the river or in the well. In the villages, there is no tap water. And by nature, in the morning, either the river or the well water is very warm. With the advance of day, it becomes cooler. But early in the morning, so those who are accustomed to take bath early in the morning, and because India is tropical country, it is not so cold, so there is a system. And after taking bath in the temple, there will be Mangala Aratri and other ceremonies. One of the ceremonies is this Pratar Huta Hutagnaya, holding the fire ceremony. So, Munaya Rishaya, here it is said, then Saikodatu Munaya. They were, Munaya generally, they are high caste Brahmins. So regularly this principle was being observed. And the speaker, Śrūta Gosvāmī, was given with due respect the Vyasasana, yet it is said, Satkritam. Satkritam means with due respect, welcoming, receiving. Satkritam sukhamāsino. The speaker must sit very comfortably, sukhamāsino. Sukha means happiness. He should not feel any inconvenience. Then the speaking will go on nicely. Satkritam sukhamāsinam prapacchu. Then the question. Idam ādarāt. The question should be put not by challenging, by ādarāt. With great adoration, I beg to submit, this is my question. Can you tell me like this? No, that is challenge. Very submissive. Tadvidhi pranipātena. The question should be put by surrender. If somebody challenges, he'll never be able to understand. The questioner should be very submissive. Here it is also said, ādarāt. He'll find Arjuna was questioning Krishna, and at the end, I have heard like this. If you think that I am fit to understand it, you can please explain. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj also asking, submissively, if you think I can understand, then please explain. This is the process of question, no challenge. dance plan.
Morning is the best time to hold spiritual services.
Yes, this is very important thing. Therefore, we are insisting everyone to rise early in the morning. Even though sometimes we rise early in the morning, we compensate in other time. This should be practice, you see. Reducing, eating, sleeping, mating, that is spiritual advancement. This is the test. The more you reduce, the ideal is to bring it to nil, just like Goswamis, they did it. Nidraharo viharakadi bijito. They conquered over sleeping and eating and mating. Conquered over. So our ideal is we are fighting with Maya. So the fighting, we will conquer our Maya when we see that we are not disturbed by these four processes, eating, sleeping, mating, and living. This is the test. Nobody has to take certificate from anyone else. How he is spiritually advancing, he can test himself. How far I have conquered about these four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and living. That's all. That is the test. So, it is not required that don't eat, don't sleep, but minimize it, at least regulate it, try. This is called austerity, tapasya. I want to sleep, but still I shall regulate it. I want to eat, but I must regulate it. I want sense enjoyment, so I must regulate it. That is whole Vedic civilization. Go on.
The great sages offered the speaker of the Bhagavatam an elevated seat of respect called the Vyasasana, or the seat of Sri Vyasadeva.
Vyasasana means, Vyas means guru, because he is our original guru. When spiritual master's birthday is observed, it is called Vyas Puja. This Vyas Puja means a spiritual master is representative of Vyas. It's like we are teaching this Bhagavad Dharma, this Srimad Bhagavatam. We are following the footsteps of Vyas. So actually, the preacher's seat is Vyasdev's asana. It is the seat of Vyasdev. Just like in the High Court, the seat, a seat of judgment, or what is called, that seat, nobody else can sit there in that seat. Only the High Court judge, a representative of king, or giving law to these citizens. He can sit down. Similarly, the Vyasasana is occupied by the representative of Vyasadeva, who can speak on behalf of Vyasadeva. This is the system. Go on.
In all other Vyasadeva is the original spiritual preceptor for all men. And all other preceptors are considered to be his representatives. A representative is one who can exactly present the viewpoint of Sri Vyasadeva. Sri Vyasadeva impregnated the message of Bhagavatam unto Srila Shukadeva Goswami, and Sri Sutta Goswami heard it from him, Srila Shukadeva Goswami. All bona fide representatives of Sri Vyasadeva in the chain of disciplic succession are to be understood to be Goswamis. These Goswamis restrain all their senses, and they stick to the path made by the previous acharyas.
Yes, Goswami or Swami, the same meaning. one who has been able to control the senses. Generally, everyone is controlled by the senses. When one becomes controller of the senses, then he is Goswami. So, generally we give this designation to the sannyasis because sannyas means who has fully control of the senses. One should not accept sannyas whimsically. One must know about himself how far he can control the senses. Therefore, generally, sannyas is not accepted until one is 60 years old. But in this age, there is no guarantee whether we are going to live up to 60 years old age. So, sometimes younger generation also offered sannyas, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted at the age of 24 years. We are not, of course, imitating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but for executing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, if we are sincerely working for him, then we can take sannyas at an early age. That when one is actually a sannyas, a sannyasi, master of the senses, he can be addressed as Goswami or Sami. Yes?
The Goswamis do not deliver lectures on the Bhagavatam capriciously. Rather, they execute their services most carefully, following their predecessors, who delivered the spiritual message unbroken to them. Those who listen to the Bhagavatam may put questions to the speaker in order to elicit the clear meaning. But this should not be done in a challenging spirit. One must submit questions with a great regard for the speaker and the subject matter. This is also the way recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. One must learn the transcendental subject by submissive oral reception from the right sources. Therefore, these sages address the speaker, Sutta Goswami, with great respect.
The next class.
Uchu,
Vaya,
Kalu,
Puranani,
Setihasani,
Chanaka,
Akhyatani,
Api,
Aditani,
Dharma,
Yastrani,
Jani,
Uta,
Rishaya Uchu,
Taya Khalu Puranani,
Setihasani Chanaka,
Akhyatani
Api Adhitani,
Dharma Shastrani
Jani Muta,
Rishaya Uchu,
Taya Khalu Puranani,
Setihasani
Chanaka,
Akhyatani
Yukthitani,
Dharma Shastrani
Janyuta,
Rishaya Uchu,
Rishaya Uchu,
Taya Khalu Puranani,
Setihasani
Chanaka,
Akhyatani Api Adhitani,
Dharma
Shastrani
Janyuta.
That's all. Anyone can recite?
Rishaya Uchu,
Vaya Khalu Puranani,
Setihasani Seti hasani chanaga. Akhyatani api adhitani. Dharma sastrani jnani yuta. Desaya uchu. Kalo puranani. Seti hasani chanaga. Akhyatani api adhitani. Dharma sastrani jnanuta. Disaya uchu. Taya khalo puranani. Seti hasani chanadha. Dhani api adhitani.
Dhamma sastrani jani.
Uta. Dharma sastrani jani uta.
Dhamma sastrani jani uta.
Dhamma sastrani jani uta.
No. Now, this puranani siti hasani. These puranas, you know, first of all, there is the Veda. Originally, the Veda, Atharva Veda, that is divided now into four. Sam, Joju, Atharva, Rig. Then, all the Vedic instructions are, what is called, creamed. Concentrated in the Vedanta Sutra, in one, the Upanishads, there are 108 Upanishads, and many others. All the knowledge is concentrated in the Vedanta Sutra, or Vedanta philosophy. Then again, it is explained for common man by Puranani, by Puranas. Just like this Purana, this is Bhagavat Purana. Bhagavat is also Purana. Purana means old. Old history. Purana. And itihas means history. But Vedic civilization were concerned the historical evidences which are very, very important. At the present moment, present days, they write history chronologically. One period may be important, one period may not be important, but they write all the history. The Vedic way of writing history was not like that. If you go on writing history, suppose for millions of years of history, you write, then where will keep the record? It is not possible. Every day so many things are happening, or every year. So that was not the process. Just like autobiography or life. Nobody used to write autobiography, but the life of great kings, sages, saintly person, they are recorded in the itihas. So, Śrīla Gosvāmī, his address said, Taya khalu puranāni siti hasāni chānaghā akhyātāni adhitāni dharma sastrāni jāni utā. Dharma sastra. In the Vedic civilization, there are 20 big books, Dharma Shastra, for regulating life. Very difficult subject matter, Dharma Shastra. So Śrīla Gosvāmī, was offered the seat of Vyasasana because he was aware of these things. Itihas, history, Purana, still older history, Dharma Shastra, the scriptures, everything. Therefore he is first of all addressing that you have read, not only you have read, but you have described. Description means you read something, unless you fully assimilate, understand, you cannot describe it. The two things, simply reading will not help us. When we shall be able to preach the reading matter, doesn't matter whether in the same language or in my own language, it doesn't matter. That is wanted. Akhyatani Aditani. Aditani means you have read and you have explained. In this way, the Saunakadi Rishi, there are thousands of Rishis in Naimisharana. When you go to India, you must see this place, Naimisharana. It is very, very old place. At least from historical point of view, modern history, it is 5,000 years old, because the first Bhagavad discussion took place there after instruction of Vyasadeva. So in India there are many places, very suitable for spiritual advancement, still they are existing from the very, very old time, historical time. So the itihas, itihas means history. And puranani, purani means old itihas. All the statements or narration described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all historical evidences. They are not imagination. Sometimes the so-called scholars and research students, they say it is fancy or something, imagination. No. They are all history. It is said here, itihasan. Itihas means history. Then?
The sages, Uchu, said,
Vaya,
Vayu,
Kalu,
undoubtedly,
Puranani,
the supplements to the Vedas with illustrative narrations.
Supplement, because Vedic language is so difficult, it is sometimes very difficult to understand. So, Purana, another meaning of Purana, means supplement. Their explanation of the Vedic knowledge in a supplementary way, by taking references from the history, from the life of great saints and sages. So they are addendum. The Mahavadi philosophers, they say that the Puranas are not Vedas. That is not the fact. Here in the Bhagavad says Purana is part of the Vedas. As Upanishad is part of Vedas, it is written in simplified language so that those who are less educated, less, having brain substance. Now, this Mahabharata is specially written, Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the history of greater India. Maha means greater. Bharat means India, Bharatvarsha. Mahabharat, greater India. Or, at that time, the whole world was Bharatvarsha. Therefore, greater India. History in Mahabharata is there. So, Mahabharata especially was written for three classes are there. What are those? Stri, Shudra, Dijabandhu. Stri means woman. Shudra means worker class. And Dijabandhu means persons who have taken their birth in higher caste, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but they are degraded. They could not keep up their standard of culture, just like at the present moment. They are introducing themselves as Brahmin, but degraded. Actually, they are not Brahmins, degraded. Dijabandhu, friends of Brahmin. Just like if I am son of a high court judge, unless I am qualified to become a high court judge, I cannot say myself I am high court judge. No. Simply by becoming the son of high court judge, one does not become high court judge. He must have the qualification. So when one is simply proud of his high parentage, he is called Dijabandhu. There are many instances, just like in this country also, British nation was very powerful nation, but at the present time it is different. So simply by taking birth in England, one cannot be proud. Your forefathers were very enthusiastic, colonized. So, at the present moment, that is not possible. So, I request you, all English boys and girls present here, now you become greater than your forefathers by taking this Krishna consciousness. That will make you more powerful, spiritually powerful. You can render service to the humanity, to your, family, to your nation. It is so nice. Try to understand. Everyone, every human being should try to become very important. That importance can be achieved by culture, not by simply, I belong to this nation, I belong to this family, I am the son of such big father. No, you must be also qualified. So this Mahabharata was written for three classes of men. Sri, Shudra, Dijabandhu. Women, it is not the question of... Women are generally less intelligent. Similarly, Shudras, they are also less intelligent, worker class. Similarly, those who are degraded from the from their high parentage, heritage, they are also... For understanding of these three classes of men, Mahabharata was it. Now, even in the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita is included. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata, a chapter only, Mahabharata. Now, you see, practically, this Mahabharata was, Mahabharata or Bhagavad Gita is included there. These high literature was meant for the less intelligent class of man, and at the present moment, the highest intelligent class of man cannot understand it. How much you have degraded, just try to understand. Which was written 5,000 years ago for the less intelligent class of man, that literature is not understandable even by the highest and an elevated, educated person in the present moment. Try to understand this point. How much you have degraded. Formerly, this Vedic literature was not in written pages. as soon as one will hear from, just like Śrīla Gosvāmī, there is no question of taking note. As soon as they will hear, they will immediately get it in the memory. They will never forget. The memory was so sharp. At the present moment, our memory is so low-graded, we cannot remember even what I have done 2 hours past. Right? So this is Kali Yuga. We are in so many degraded positions. Still, falsely we are proud that we are advancing. Not that. It is false prestige. Actually, you are very, very much degraded. So they only means of our being elevated to the highest position is these means. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's all.
Now, Vishnupita, Krishna Krishna, Srivati Bhaktita.
Namaste Sarasvati Devi. Jiva.